The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Exciting hour of conversation, shall we? And just camaraderie, getting together, talking about the top stories of the day, the good day way of doing that. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen McFadden. Where did he go today? He went someplace with his kids, didn't he?
I think he's got a conference or something for his kids at school.
Teacher's conference.
I'm sure.
Because they were bad kids. Another day of shirking your responsibility. Is that what this is all about? Well, let's talk about responsibility, shall we? Your responsibility as an American citizen, your responsibility as a voter. I hope that you are both of those things. Tonight, another chapter in the ongoing saga of the Democratic Party and who will win, Senator Hillary Clinton or Senator Bernie Sanders. I guess you're not supposed to call her Senator Clinton anymore, because after that she had the job of Secretary of State. So she's now former Secretary Clinton, and he's presently Senator Sanders. They're in Brooklyn to New York. That is, Brooklyn to New York is sort of the seat of it all, right? Isn't Brooklyn where the real New Yorkers live? Victoria, you live in New York. You're in Manhattan, though.
I'm Manhattan, yeah. I've only been to Brooklyn like 3 times in my life.
Are you a New Yorker, though, originally? I've forgotten where you're from originally.
I'm originally Jersey Shore, but I'm like an hour outside the city, so I've just grown up coming into the city.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the discussions and debate about the discussions and debate. I don't know if anything going to come out of this, maybe a little more snippiness. The New York primary is next Tuesday. You're all set and ready to vote for Bernie Sanders, right?
No.
You're not? Oh!
I'm not feeling the burn. I'm not.
Really? Okay, no. Well, that's interesting. All right, anyway. There are a lot of different things going on here. I'm very interested in the ancillary things that are going on. The delegate rigging story. Bernie Sanders' wife was talking about it yesterday. Bernie Sanders has talked about it. I don't know that I've heard Hillary Clinton talk about it, because she's benefiting from knowing the system and knowing how to rig it. So she's
Trump's talking about it too, right?
Yeah, Trump is not happy about it. Says that that it's rigged and corrupt, and he's right. Both of them, both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. Again, one of the many things that brings them together to the same stage is that they're talking about the feelings that we are being screwed in this country, and we are for the most part. Why do we have to have delegates? Why can't we just have a tally of the votes? 554,832 people voted for Bernie Sanders, and 595,218 voted for Hillary Clinton. Therefore, Hillary Clinton wins. And on the Republican side, 8 million vote for Donald Trump, 7 million vote for Cruz. Cruz loses. Trump's got an end of story, but no. The system has been so corrupted over the years, it has been so bought and paid for, and that was the reason there was this rally in Washington yesterday that the news media stayed completely away from, because it's not good for business. I'll bet you I'm the only person on the air today talking about this what the groups call Democracy Spring, this protest in Washington yesterday. And the focus was on money in politics. God love them. I want to see a protest every single day. I want anarchy on the streets. Yesterday, almost 500 protests, I think 491 people were arrested. Took them hours to process them. They'll let them all out. But they didn't have a permit. So they were there to protest. And I hope this is the first of many over the summertime. Wild protesting, not violent. I'm not advocating violence. These people weren't violent. They were very peaceful. They just slowed things down. And because in Washington, you're not supposed to have a group this size without a permit. I mean, I don't know what difference it makes. You get a permit, and then you have sit down on the street. What difference does it make whether you got a permit or you don't have a permit? So anyway, I applaud them. I love that people are showing the initiative to say, I am fed up. That's what a democracy is all about. You know that power corrupts, and this system is all about corruption. So you fix it, and you make your feelings heard, and that's what these people did.
Yeah. I mean, I used to kind of feel like protesting, in a sense, was a bit of a waste of time, mm-hmm. but I saw firsthand how the Occupy Wall Street worked.
Yeah. Right. And that was a movement that was misunderstood as well, how it worked.
It was, yeah.
All the way around was good. This is better because it gets to the core and the root of all of our problems politically, I think, and the way the country is run and the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. But if you don't think the news media is part of the cabal that wants to keep things the way they are, listen to understand that the big networks, NBC, ABC, CBS, not Fox, not a peep in regular newscasts. The only thing that was covered, and I'm going to give you some audio here. This is the complete coverage on MSNBC and then on a Fox Talk program. Listen, this is it. This was the only place, this Democracy Spring protest where there were hundreds of people arrested yesterday. This is the only place it showed up in electronic media.
What? It's Democracy Spring. The activist groups outside the U.S. Capitol protesting voting rights issues. Thousands of demonstrators arrived in Washington, D.C. today after a 10-day march from Philadelphia's Liberty Bell. Liberty Bell.
The U.S. Capitol Police, by the way, today say more than 400 people were arrested for unlawful demonstration. A mass protest on the east front of the Capitol was over a push for improved ballot access and voting rights. It's said to be one of the largest mass arrests at the U.S. Capitol in a couple of decades. So we thought we'd bring you that today. That's it for the panel. Let's stay tuned.
I don't recognize that voice. Chris Matthews was the voice on MSNBC, but I don't recognize that voice on Fox. But that's it. That was the only place any mention took place anywhere yesterday of the Democracy Spring protest, why they were there, and what happened. Do you understand how outrageous that is? It comes
I
down
hope that
to,
they keep moving in the movement, you know, that yeah. it will eventually get more press coverage.
Right,
but
a guy
does seem weird, yeah.
That I like a lot. He's got a blog. His name is Lionel. And here's somebody named Simon Del Rosario who talked to Lionel about the news media's lack of coverage of these protests.
The Democracy Spring movement, what they are doing, they're trying, like I said, to intervene in a way where people cannot ignore them. The people are sure as heck trying to ignore them with all their might. They're talking about things like the money primary. They're talking about the elites deciding who the candidates are going to be in this presidential election. I watch the three main networks, and I see every single day they've got Trump or some sort of candidate on talking about how the system is rigged. They have these talking heads talking about how the delegate count works or how the whole system is rigged. They keep talking about it over and over again, but they're standing in front of people who are actually believing it and who are trying to do something about it, and they don't want to give them any time of day.
But if it's a rat or some fake rat pulling a piece of pizza down a subway step or people lined up for the new cronuts, I guarantee you they will have wall-to-wall coverage. This is what's wrong with this country. People ask all the time, what is the matter with us? Why do we have such lousy selections in the voting? Because America doesn't care. And America doesn't care, as is being reflected by the mainstream sock puppet echo chamber playbook, a cookie cutter, wax fruit, Barbie and Ken media.
Karen, can you isolate that? He is a trip. He is somebody. He's very hard to get to know. I've known him for, I don't know, about 20 years.
Oh, really?
He's a tough guy.
I worked with him here in the city.
Did you like him?
We got along very well, actually.
He's a funny guy, though. He's so clever with his work. Can you isolate that, Kara, just the last part of that, and play it back? Because the first part was a waste of time.
Why do we have such lousy selections in the voting? Because America doesn't care. And America doesn't care, as is being reflected by the mainstream sock puppet echo chamber playbook, a cookie cutter, wax fruit, Barbie and Ken Media.
And what has he said that was wrong there, folks? Not a thing. So the story at DougStephan.com is a picture of the some of the protesters who are demonstrating. This is actually supposed to be a week-long series of demonstrations, more scheduled for today. Monday it started. Yesterday they were arrested. And the Capitol Police say these people were arrested for unlawful demonstration activity. Right. And let's see. Yeah, it started in Philly on the 2nd of April. The fellow who founded this group, Adam Green, some of the leaders that were taking place in the demonstration that was arrested. He said, today I join others in nonviolent civil disobedience in order to help focus the nation's conversation on these key democracy issues. Public needs politicians start acting now. And so if you go to the Democracy Spring website, ladies, you'll see the list of the people who are arrested. There are 3,500 people from 33 different states that are involved in these protests this week. I give them a round of applause. They might not have the same political philosophy as I do in the main, but it's not about political philosophy, whether you're left or right. It's about what is correct. Not right. What is correct. And there's nothing about what's going on with all this dough that is correct. Thank you. 18 past the hour. It's a good day.
Going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event. Going on now, in-store and online.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
We're only getting older, baby, and I've been thinking about it lately. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes.
Did you like New Direction? One Direction, excuse me. New Direction. I was thinking of Kids on the Block.
I was almost there.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
I don't think they weren't around when we were in seventh grade.
No. But really? I love them now.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a nice pop sound to them. The reason we're playing One Direction is because there are a lot of people who thought, oh, this is kind of cool. Yesterday, Bernie Sanders showed up at a rally of union workers outside Verizon headquarters in New York. And you can expect him. I mean, the Verizon union workers walking out. Verizon is the most horrible company in America, worse than American Airlines. I mean, they're just awful. They really are. Just a despicable company with despicable policies. Unfortunately, the people that work there are pretty well-intentioned and pretty good, but Verizon just sucks. Terrible. So the Communication Workers of America have been fighting with them for 10 months trying to get a contract, and they said, okay, if you don't have it done by Wednesday, we're on strike, and they didn't have it done by Wednesday, and they went on strike. So there are 37,000 members of Verizon, the unions that are on strike. Mostly it's an East Coast group. And so yesterday Bernie Sanders showed up and was greeted like he was a member of One Direction at a seventh grade assembly. If you've ever been to see One Direction, is like the Beatles. I could put it back to One Direction is today, but if I brought it back to the Beatles showing up at a high school assembly, then you'd get the gist of it, right? Same thing.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's not bad. All right, next up, musically speaking, 25 past the hour and good day, Jennifer Lopez with her new song, new single called Ain't Your Mama. She performed it for the first time last week on American Idol, and it has been released now. And with it comes news that it was produced by Dr. Luke. So, right away, Dr. Luke is, as you'll remember, the fellow involved with Kesha and a lot of other people. Most of the, he's apparently a great producer because he's worked with Adele, J-Lo, a lot of the great singers, mostly female singers, but apparently he's a lech and a dirtbag, and treats these people. And so Kesha, as I remember, she took him to court, right? Or she wanted to get out of her contract, yes, and all this other stuff because he was a lech trying to
push her. She also accused him of raping her.
Yeah,
more than
right,
just
exactly.
being a lech, yeah.
Right, yeah. Anyway, so now Meghan Trainor, who apparently wrote this song, Ain't Your Mama, was defending J-Lo yesterday with all the criticism aimed at her because Dr. Luke was the producer. She didn't know it, and Meghan Trainor didn't know it until after the fact. So she's done a lot of posting, ladies, apparently, to take away from blaming J-Lo. But who's to blame for the situation is the speculation in the article at DougStephan.com. I don't know the answer to that. Sony Music, probably, right? Because they know when he produces records, they do well. So, what do? Do you not buy the single? I'm going to bet this single will be hurt by the fact that people know Dr. Luke. I would think these people would want to just fire the guy, even if he's a good producer.
I don't understand. Why is this guy still employed?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got a picture of the guy from Sony with a chicken, maybe. Who knows? it's eye-opening and ear-opening when you realize how much power these people have. Back to the same corruption that's taking place in politics, the business. This is corrupt. This guy is corrupt. This is a corrupt reality. This person should be have access to these women. All right, food for thought, 20 and after, and good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. You know, moving house is as stressful for your pet as it is for you. But careful planning will help you soften the trauma. Involve your pet in the packing up as much as possible. Don't lock him away, but keep him among the family so he can see what's going on. Keep to his normal routine as much as possible, maintaining his schedule of walks and keeping his food dish in its normal place. If at all possible, take your dog to the new home before moving day. Let him sniff around and become familiar with his soon-to-be new home, both inside and out. By walking with him and talking to him in a positive manner as he investigates, you will convey a sense of security. If you express anxiety or apprehension, he will most certainly be quick to pick up on that. It's important to take the time to introduce the dog to his new surroundings. Place his food and water in an area similar to where it had been at the old premises. Provide him with something to play with. Give him lots of extra hugs for reassurance, and that will help him feel settled. And remember, he's nervous, you're nervous. Enjoy the new home, but make your dog feel as comfortable as you possibly can. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence. But is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
The hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Kara Schillen and Victoria Killen. Schillen and Killen. Haven't we done
Schillen
that?
Schillen and
before?
Killen.
Yeah, right.
We only use that name when we rob banks.
Oh, is that it? Okay. It's the bank robbers on the radio. The Zika virus definitely causes birth defects. I believe it's pronounced microcephaly. Is that correct?
That sounds
microcephaly.
Right.
Microcephaly. A story at DougSteffen.com. Trending, as a matter of fact, today on Good Day. People very interested in this, the fetal brain defects that are caused by being exposed to this mosquito. It isn't a big problem in America. There are some people who have been reported. I think the most incidents were in Houston this week. But health officials are looking at the research, and apparently it shows there is a causal connection and a lot of reason for people who are pregnant, women that are pregnant, and their partners to protect themselves against the mosquitoes. And this is a problem in Central America, South America, anything near the equator, at least in this hemisphere, in the Americas, is subject to the problem. Now, how far do we go? Have we gone overboard? Is there too much focus on it? What's the old expression? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of care. But in this circumstance, the news media, unlike the springtime, the Democracy Spring group that didn't get any coverage in the news media is all over this. They can hardly wait. They're salivating on all the advertising that will come in their newspapers and on television and maybe to a point radio stations for the product that will come out of all of this, the research being done now. Somebody's going to come to market, go to the FDA and say, approve this drug, it'll keep you from getting Zika. But I don't see most of the stuff, and Richie talked about this yesterday, what his wife did when she was down there was get these bands. I incorrectly said they had DEET on them. They actually have citronella, which is not harmful to anything other than mosquitoes. So you put a band on. What did he say? He ordered 10 of them for 10 bucks or something? Seems to me you wear a different one every day when you're around them. Doesn't smell, and it protects your whole system. I did use the analogy.
If that's true, then that's amazing.
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah,
so what do you need
product.
A drug for? Yeah, I mean,
right.
The CDC, though, they'll overcook this. Yes, the defect causes abnormally small heads. The defect causes severe brain defects. Yeah, defect
it is
causes
scary.
Defects.
It's really scary.
I wouldn't want to be pregnant and have wondered about whether I was exposed to this. Oh. And so it does make sense to sort of have some education. But unfortunately, what happens with education in this country is we attach fear to it. And when you look at a picture of a baby's head who came from a mother that had Zika, you're not going to want to have babies. You're not going to want to go to this area. And so, anyway, who's right and who's wrong here? There is a problem. Does it deserve a $2 billion expense? We've put forth, the president has suggested that we spend $2 billion to eradicate this. Money left over from Ebola would be used. I think that's what they already have started using to fund research on this. That ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, we never take when drugs, the United States government helps a lot in funding research at colleges and universities that come up with drugs and products that can be used to make people's lives better. Does the American government ever get anything out of it? Nope. They leave it to the people who have basically come up with a creation, but what they forget is that the creation would never have happened if there hadn't been government funding for the research. So am I being picky? Is that something, I mean, do we have to pull out all the stops to get rid of Zika in this circumstance? Both of you are of childbearing age, Kara and Victoria. You could both have been doing the horizontal mambo with some guy from Colombia or somebody who had been down there over the wintertime. And you might get pregnant. And
right. And you can also get sexually transmitted. You can get the Zika virus too, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, if you're not pregnant, it doesn't make any difference. Because it's like the little slight bit of flu.
I was going to say, how do you know if you have it?
How do you know if you have a Zika virus?
Yeah.
If you have the flu or flu symptoms, you need to get your blood tested. That's the way I'd make sure. I would not leave it to chance.
Right.
Especially if you've been around somebody who's been in South America. But the problem is, you don't know who you've been around.
Right.
The one thing is it's bodily fluids, but that can be exchanged kisses. I mean, it's not just having sex. It's any kind of, if you're sweating and you shake hands with somebody who's been there, it'll get into your system. Mm-hmm. And normally it runs its course in 4 or 5 days, you get a little fluey and you're done with it. However, in this circumstance, if you're pregnant, that's where the problem exists. So some of the comments from people, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Alan writes, I still want to know about the mosquito poisons they used and why the virus seems to cause more birth defects in the areas where this control was enforced. His reference is to Monsanto and the things that were put in the water down there to get rid of the bugs in the first place. A lot of people are blaming Monsanto. As much as I dislike Monsanto, I'm not sure they're 100% culpable, but the fact that they make this product that gets rid of these things is, you know, leaves them vulnerable to a point, but dumping it in the water, I'm not sure, was the smartest thing they could have done, frankly. John writes, what we still don't know is whether the virus persists within the body, and therefore whether if a woman gives birth to an infant with microencephaly, whatever it's called, she might produce another one later on with a subsequent pregnancy. That is, that's a really good question. Once you get it in your blood, is it sort of like other viruses, like the chickenpox? Once you get that virus into your system that comes from Epstein-Barr, you don't ever get, it never goes away. It's always in your system. I know that because I have that. I have it. I have Epstein-Barr in my system, and I had the shingles over my forehead. A lot of things show up because that's one of the reasons you've got to have a good, strong immune system. There's all kinds of, you have no idea what kind of bugs are floating around here, there,
but
and
originally
everywhere.
They had said that the Zika virus, if you do contract it as a woman, that you should wait 5 years before trying to get pregnant.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I know the guidelines have changed, and now it's only 8 weeks or 12 mm-hmm. weeks or whatever. It just seems like no one has a real answer.
Well, yet. I think that's the thing. I think you're right. You hit it there on the head. A lot of people have a lot of yak, but they don't have the facts. Yaks without the facts. Mary right. writes, this is horrific. We need a vaccine for this disease now. However, I'm sure when we get one, the anti-vaxxers will still be against it because it's a vaccine. That reminds me of the Robert De Niro story and what's floating around about that. That's a whole thing for as much time as we can give it. But there's a lot of heat on, there was a lot of heat on De Niro. You remember the Tribeca Film Festival?
Yep. Which actually, I think, kicks off this weekend in New York City.
Right. He had suggested that it be pulled from consideration, and now he regrets having done that because he thinks there's a lot of information in there that people ought to have.
Right.
And I think he's, frankly, I think he's right about that. I'm going to address that in a moment. We have the television report coming up in just a matter of moments. Let me just go back for a second, if I may, to the Dr. Luke thing. One of the things that happens in God love Walter Sabo and some of the other consultants that listen to this program and help me along. I've had some really good ones. People whose names you don't know who are behind the scenes, great radio people. I've enlisted all of them to help me over the years because I don't think I'm the smartest guy in the world. I ought to know as much as I can from people who are experts. And Walter, for example, put me in touch with Victoria. and so that's a good combination. But he understands my program well, and so have other people who have been around, suggesting that the average amount of time, even though people listen to this program longer than the average radio program, there still are a lot of people who come in late, and they don't know about what we're, you know, they don't know the gist of what we're talking about, and thus might the confusion come with a question on who's Dr. Luke and why is he bad. I think we've talked about this a dozen times or more, haven't we, Kara, over the course of the last month or so since it became an issue?
Yeah, it seems like every week or every couple of days there was a new development in it, and we would talk about it each time.
Right. Yeah.
But
and
remember,
this is a huge national story, too.
It is. But I'm on for 6 hours a day, and I might talk about something in 5 o'clock hour and then talk about it in the 7 o'clock hour and another time at 9 o'clock. So I appreciate the fact that some people come in and don't know what we're talking about. And so with regard to this specific issue, Dr. Luke is a record producer and one of the most successful around today, been involved in huge projects, making huge amounts of money for Sony and the artists that he produces. However, he is a rapist. He is a scumbag. He is a dirty, rotten scoundrel. And everybody keeps asking, I think you asked on the air, Victoria, why has this guy still got a job?
Yeah.
Because he produces records that make money. Thus, the reference to this with Jennifer Lopez's new single, which we played, that was introduced in American Idol last Wednesday or Thursday. And people are angry about the fact that the single was produced by Dr. Luke. Well, Jennifer Lopez didn't know it because she just sang it and left, and they produce it after the fact. You can sing a track, and then the producer might work on it for a week or two. You never know who's going to work on it. That's the way the record companies are.
And Meghan Trainor wrote the song.
And she didn't know he was involved in it either.
Lopez. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, I hope that's enough information. It helps you understand that story a little bit better because I don't want you to be in the dark. 44 after the hour. Television news up next here on Good Day.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
This report is brought to you by Iroko Pharmaceuticals, LLC. A new nationwide survey sponsored by Iroko reveals that only 3 in 10 Americans who experience pain feel that their symptoms are completely controlled. And only half of pain medication users feel confident that the medications they take are the safest and most effective for their pain symptoms. The survey also showed a lack of awareness and understanding about commonly used non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, including the risks associated with them. The Understanding America's Pain survey shows that 47% of those surveyed do not know what NSAIDs are, and only 27% of medication users were aware of FDA recommendations regarding NSAIDs. Dr. Clarence L. Young, Senior VP and Chief Medical Officer of Iroko.
The FDA recommends people use the lowest effective NSAID dose for the shortest duration possible because of the serious cardiovascular and gastrointestinal risks associated with these medications. If you are in pain, it's important to talk with your doctor about which pain management option is best for you.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, we're at 47 after the hour here on the Good Day program. The Sci-Fi Channel is going to bring Comic-Con to their channel this summer. This is the first ever sci-fi presentation live from Comic-Con. It's Saturday night, or actually Wednesday night. I'm not sure when we're having this, but San Diego Convention Center. Ever been to one of these, either of you?
No, but when it comes here to New York City, it's amazing how many people dress up in costumes.
Oh,
it's incredible.
Crazy. People are nuts.
But I am excited to see it on TV. I've always wanted to see the behind the scenes, and they get so many big celebrities to do interviews there, so it'll be really cool.
July 17th, mark it on your calendar or your Google Docs or wherever you put your information. I want to watch this show. I think it'd be 8 o'clock, 7 Central. Or check with your local listings. Here's Donald Trump. Biggest rating CNN has ever had. 9 o'clock last night. Was it last night? No, it was Tuesday night. Total viewers, millions of viewers for his family. They're doing that this week. Let's see. It was You'll Lose with Cruz on Monday. Trump on Tuesday. And Kasich was last night. Tonight is the Democratic debate, so that's what CNN's doing. So they're really, they had 4 times as many viewers as was the presentation when they had the same sort of thing going on at the other channel. I thought that was pretty interesting. Trump dismissed Cooper's, because they were interviewed last night on CNN by Anderson Cooper, Trump dismissed Cooper's suggestion that Cruz outplayed him in Colorado when Cruz scarfed up most of the delegates. That's a back and forth. By the way, speaking of Anderson Cooper, did you see, for some reason or other, I don't know why, I clicked onto this the other night, the Gloria Vanderbilt Anderson Cooper HBO documentary called Nothing Left Unsaid, even though it did leave out some of the details on Anderson Cooper, who cut himself off from the family. Christopher Stokowski is the half-brother. He and his brother Stan, sons of Stokowski and Gloria Vanderbilt.
He was a conductor or something, right?
Right, yeah. He was very big in classical music. So his half-brother was basically... I don't know what he could say, cut off from the family.
He cut himself off.
He did. Right? See, that wasn't clear. I was watching it, and I really didn't get the gist of who was doing what to whom. So he didn't like that family, and he decided, okay, I'm going to be off on my own.
Yeah.
So what's
he wants nothing to do with them.
Huh. So?
Is it haven't seen it yet, but I read that part. I have it DVR'd, but I heard it's really good.
I heard you were watching the Kardashian talk show, which is going to end Cocktails with Khloe.
Yeah.
It'd be sad to hear that the last episode will be April 20th. I'm sorry, folks, to tell you that. Cocktails with Khloe, all over. 51 past.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Job to sing the Money Pit chorus. You have to be in the Money Pit chorus. So everybody get ready.
Money Pit!
Hey, right here.
Money Pit.
Oh, come on.
That was pretty lame.
Hi, Tommy the K is here. Tom Kreitler,
host morning.
Of the wonderfully famous and helpful, intelligently hosted by Leslie Segretti and Kreitler. It's a weekend show called The Money Pit. Your home, your life, your Money Pit. I got a new Money Pit. And last weekend I spent $1,500 I spent $1,500. What did I do? I did $1,500 times three. $1,500 for new windows, the combination windows, because this had the old window. You know, you put storm windows on the
right
on
old wood.
I did that last. And when I was a kid, I washed and waxed and put those things up every winter. And I swear I'll never do
it. I'm not a kid. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm
no.
Windows.
So those are going up.
Good for you.
I bought a sun light, what do they call it? Skylight, thank you. Mm-hmm. For my studio because I need a lot of light and I don't have it. So I'm going to put the skylight up. Man, listen, I remember, maybe I just don't remember, when I built the extension on the old house 10, 11, 12 years ago, I thought they were $200, $300 a piece. My God. These things are like $1,500 bucks by the time I'm done.
Yeah, it depends on what kind you get. But the thing is, they're a lot of work to put in because not only do you have to put them in the roof, you have to create the light shaft that goes from the skylight itself down to the ceiling. And that's another construction project. So it's not just the skylight itself. It's all the construction. That
and then you do a sonar. There's a blind on it so that you can hit a button and it closes.
Right. Well, then, you got a good one. You know, there's a real inexpensive way to bring sunlight into a space like that.
Now you tell me.
But you wouldn't have the beautiful skylight to look out, Doug. But it's called a sun tunnel. And basically,
I used those in that other house, too. I put three or four of them in. They were great.
Yeah, right? It's a roof-mounted skylight, then it connects to a mirror-lined shaft. Yep. The shaft sort of works its way down through the attic space and then ends up in a ceiling, what looks like a sort of a flush ceiling light.
Yeah, it looks like
a
light.
And it brings a lot of sunlight in.
Yeah, I did that in the other house. Mm-hmm. I was thinking I might have done that here, but there is it's not a flat roof. I don't guess it makes any difference.
No, you could do it on a pitch roof. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But you know what? It's not as beautiful, in my opinion.
Well, I can't look out. I want to see the pasture in the back.
Yeah.
See the cows out there, horses, whatever's there. All right. Tommy the K answers a question or two from you in a moment here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money. Riding down the open road on my bike. Dropping fine rhymes. Then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, wait a minute. Before we get to a question, I'm looking out the window here at a tree, and I remembered something else I was going to ask you or talk about, because this is good information. Anybody who owns their own home that has a yard, if you don't know what's going on with the trees around your house, you better pay attention. This house that I bought is about 100 years old. It's a great farm. We posted some of the pictures on Facebook. There's a wonderful old maple tree in the backyard, but it's mostly dead. Mm-hmm. And I didn't notice this until the other day. There's guy wires holding up the limbs and stuff on this tree. And this tree is probably 140 feet in the air.
Right.
And it's only about 20 feet away from the house. So one good wind, and I'll be looking at it through the roof.
Yeah.
So I went to find a guy because my guys can't do, they can't. We don't have a bucket truck. I can't get up that high. So I had to hire somebody to do it. He said it'd take about 4 hours. It cost me $1,000.
You know, but I had a maple tree that was about 20 feet from my house, Doug, and it sort of rotted from the inside out.
Yeah.
And the crew came and they took it apart from the top down. Really talented group.
That's what they
do. Was amazing. In an hour, you're right. It was completely gone. The stump was ground out except
you?
500.
No. Wait a minute. Who is that guy? Send me his email address. I want him to come do mine.
That's his neighborhood.
The joys. Yeah, that's true. The joys of having.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.